Great Grace, a tribute to Margot Martin. Margot was not a sweetness and light cookie cutter devotee. Then, why do we so miss her? To me, the story of Margot in all details is the story of Sri Bhagavan's great grace. Margot grew up in a small Texas town called Venus, where she described a girlhood on a lake and rowboat rides to go to school or town. As a young woman, Margot came to New York City, where she studied art and acting. She developed a great interest in film. However, by the age of 35, Margot was ripe and ready to give up worldly pursuits for life's highest goal. Margot first walked into Arunachala Ashram in September of 1973 and never left. She was among the first group of young adults inspired by Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat to take up the mission of self-inquiry and self-surrender in all earnestness. I would like to mention some of the things that I find myself missing about Margot. Margot's voice, so beautiful, warm, deep, and musical. Margot's astute insight into people and their motivations. Wide-ranging, open-hearted conversations about anything and everything. Margot's sharp wit, as long as it wasn't directed at me. I have often thought that living in an ashram would be a bit like living in a fishbowl. It certainly was so in Margot's case. Everyone knows the things that Margot loved. Movies, spirulina and frozen yogurt, flowers, and succulents in particular. Margot's love of succulents was a form of meditation in which she expressed her love of an aesthetic ideal of spare beauty among small things. I have often thought that in the world of plants, succulents are the devotees. Low maintenance, slow growing, they blossom whether they are noticed or not, endowed with timeless beauty. Hence, an ideal subject of meditation for one who aspires to a life of simplicity. And of course, Margot loved her daughter Annie, Margot's own heart. Margot was just always here in the ashram. "When are you coming?" she would ask, with genuine happiness to see devotees. And an admonition from Margot carried weight, the weight of her insight that would hit the mark. I would like to close with a fond remembrance of Margot sent by Eric Ford, who wrote, "Margot had such warmth and humor. She was such a kind and gentle friend, and of course, she struggled with some real challenges too, but she kept a steady and resilient faith and determination in the face of it. In this way, I found her to be an inspiration. I will miss her friendly presence and at the same time feel a deep happiness for her rest and repose in the self." The beauty of the story of how Sri Bhagavan took Margot Martin up in his arms, flaws and all, to lead her to life's goal, is that this is our story too, a story of Sri Bhagavan's immeasurable, compassion, power, and great grace. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya.